initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Anyways, we're going to come back to that song. I sent Tommy an email with the this is how we do it lyrics. So, Tommy, it's on the email. And anyways, welcome to a special edition of Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese.
I'm Renee Leon.
We're excited to bring you beauty, health, and wellness, and a special.
Yes, we have a few special guests on our show today. And the first half hour, we're going to be introducing Mako, which she's an executive producer, and she's put this event together that's going to be on the 11th and the 12th of August, and it's going to be at a church. Is Mako on the line?
We are 106.1 FM. The heat, you're driving. It is a warm day out there.
Oh, and my God, 96 degrees.
That's right. That's right. And this is a great show.
Have her in. Do we
tune
have her in?
And we're good. Mako's on the air.
Yeah, bring her on. Hi, Mako. Hi, welcome to the show.
It's Marco.
Mako. Mako. So pronounce this again, your name. Let's just say Michelle. Let's just say Michelle because that is her first name. And I'm sorry for pronouncing your name wrong. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. It's Mako like the shark. M-A-K-O. It's all caps.
Okay, Mako like the shark. You are the shark. You are amazing.
I'm the friendly one.
You're the friendly one. You are so amazing. You put this event together, this NBA and FL players that's going to be at this church on the 11th and 12th, and there will be vendors there set up. There will be, Evander Holyfield's going to be there also, am I correct?
Well, actually, Evander is one of our friends, and so we'll see. We're going to see. We'll surprise you, but I have several other of our legends that are coming. NBA and NFL, Benny Blades. He's Hall of Fame Sports University of Miami.
Awesome.
And he does a lot.
He's doing a lot.
He's a defensive back. He's a former defensive back for the Seattle Hawks as well as Detroit Lions.
Wow.
So,
you're having a lot of different unusual people coming. I know you have Egan Stefan Jr., which he's a celebrity Hollywood film. He's a filmmaker.
Right.
And you also are going to have the one and only Ellen Jacoby. I mean, she's celebrity Jacoby. International casting director. And she's a producer also.
Yeah, she's a producer of our show. We are launching Bo and Blaze Sports Cast podcast. It's a show I created for them. And so, yes, Jacoby, Ellen Jacoby. I love it like a sister. I just call it Jacoby. Jacoby will be producing our show. I'm the exec producer and creator of it. And the website is Bowe podcastshow.com. So Bo is a huge legend, boxing legend, Hall of Fame. And what's really phenomenal about this show, we're doing something that's different. Since Bo is a boxing legend and Benny Blaze, he is an NFL legend. So we're bringing football and boxing together. The two of them will be hosting the show, and I will be producing this. Well, Ellen Jacob will be producing. I will be co-hosting it with them and the executive producer. So I'll be responsible for all the sponsors and all the action.
I look at and see all that you're doing. I mean, you really put an amazing event together. And
thank you.
It's 2 days you have this, 11th and 12th. Is there...
Well, actually, we changed the day to August the 31st and September the 1st.
Okay.
I apologize.
Okay, that's okay. I'm glad you corrected me because what I have here is the 11th and 12th, but I know Dawn had said something that it was the 31st, and I guess the date has changed, but it probably gives more time for people to hear about what's going on and where it's going to be. So where is this church at?
It's Nassau Church of Christ, and that's in Tampa, and the address is 1312 West Nassau Street. And like I said, that's in Tampa. That's not too far from you guys.
Not too far. Yeah, we're in Clearwater. All we have to do is go over the bridge, and we're right there. If it's in South Tampa.
Awesome.
Wow.
Awesome. So I have a quick question. We're talking, you have a talent show coming up. And what day will that be, and what ages?
That's August the 31st, which is Saturday. Ages from 7 to 99.
Wow.
Wow. So
I want everyone.
You want everybody. So whatever kind of experience they have or a non-experience, you want to bring them out there, and you're going to, and I guess the casting director is going to see if they can do something for them.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Ellen Jacoby is one of our celebrity judges, and a lot of people don't know this about Ellen Jacoby. She's also a poet. I'm a poet as well, and I asked her to perform some of her original poetry, so she also will be judging. And who knows, if she likes someone, maybe she will cast in one of her next projects.
Is she looking for actors? So she's looking for actors.
Okay. Yeah, she's producing a new TV show. She's not really talking about it right now.
Okay.
But since we're friends, I didn't know about it.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, I'm looking forward to being there. We're going to be there, right, Dawn?
Yes,
I'm looking
for sure.
Forward to you guys being there.
Yeah, I'm excited.
We're going to be interviewing, and we're going to be talking about Tan Talk Radio, and we're excited. Also, real quick, how did you start out being a sports agent?
Well, actually, I'm not a sports agent. I'm really a promoter.
Okay.
I just have a lot of NFL and NBA and WNBA players in my family. Albert Bentley, who will be joining the CEO of Sports, he's Hall of Fame Sports University of Miami, former running back for Indianapolis Colts and Pittsburgh Steelers. He is my cousin. And then Michael Irvin is also my cousin. And, of course, you all know he's Hall of Fame Cowboys. And then my uncle is NBA celebrity Darryl Gaston. He plays for Atlanta Hawks. And then I also have another cousin that currently plays for the WNBA. Her name is Alex Bentley. And so he's in my family.
Wow, that's amazing. So I was just showing Ashley Renee some of the films that Ellen has actually conquered over her years.
Yes.
So
Schwarzenegger.
Many.
Schwarzenegger's
so many.
One of them.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he was. Everything he's ever done.
Do you
want to
read some of the films that she has? These are all her films that she has done. I mean, The True Lies, Truman,
yes.
The Punisher, The Specialist, Burn Notice, Another Guy, Stuck to You. I'm on and on.
The Bodyguard.
That's right.
She did The Bodyguard. That was my favorite with Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner. Oh, I love that.
Yes,
I can watch
phenomenal.
It over and over and over. Oh, yeah, she's phenomenal. And she's going to be there both days, or is she only going to be there on Friday?
She'll be there both days.
Well, you know, I'm an actress myself, and I was I was casted in the movie Zola, and I was a principal extra and also a stand-in for Riley Cohen, which is Elvis's granddaughter. And
amazing time
that I had, and just the experience in itself. Also, the invitation, Andrew Kranz, he directed it, wrote it. He's an actor, too. So it was very interesting. Very interesting. And I'm looking for more. I'm looking for more work. So, you know, and everything I do besides being a reporter, working with Dawn Reese, with this show also, Beauty, Health, and Wellness. I mean, without the health, we have nothing, you know. So that's what it's all about. But we do have special shows, and Dawn knows almost everybody.
Well, we had met, I don't know, I'm saying 20 years ago.
You met her 20 years ago.
Is that right? Maybe about 20 years ago with Paul Murray?
Well, actually, that's with Ella Jacoby. I met you about possibly 4 years ago.
Oh, that's sooner than that. Okay, because I was in, Hollywood, Florida. I haven't been down there for a while. But,
I hear you.
Yeah, so it's been a long time.
Yeah, is there tickets to come to this event?
As a matter of fact, it's complimentary, no cost at all to the public. Wow. And we're filming it, free admission. Free
that's
food.
Amazing. You're going to get a lot of people that way. You're definitely going to get a lot of people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well,
we're doing everything through sponsorship. So that's a lot of work within itself.
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah, I think I even have a rum punch for you, maybe. I've got a guy coming tomorrow's show at 8 o'clock. So I'm going to hook you up with the Red Ladies over there.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, she's going to have you drunk before you get on.
No, it's a rum punch. It's like
rum.
It's not that bad. It's good.
Yeah. Rum, I like rum, but it doesn't like me.
Well, we're excited that you called in and talked about your event, and we look forward
Thank
to
you.
Having you on tomorrow as well.
Thank you so much, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you the end of the month.
Today's the first, so we'll see you
in about 30 days.
Amen, indeed. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Now, she is looking for vendors, and I think there's a couple vendor spaces open for $150, so if anybody would like to spot that over there, just get in touch with me, 727-871-7788.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to a special caller today, Jeremiah Knight, calling from, are you on the air with us?
Hey, you are awesome. I believe in your dreams. Thank you so much for fielding my call again. You guys are fantastic. And I'm here in Orange Beach, Alabama. It's only 91, but it feels like 100, so you guys are a lot harder than where I am right now.
Well, Jeremiah, I'm going to let Renee take over and ask you a lot of the questions about your book on Amazon and the Kindle that I downloaded and I'm new to that, trust me.
Yeah, well, I'm not even new to that, the Kindle.
I don't have
time to read, let alone, some of the things that we have to do in this world.
Right, so tell us,
Jeremy, give us a little bit of insight of what you're doing.
Oh, absolutely. So the book is a what I like to call a Christian fantasy anime. It's everything you would think of, like Narnia and Harry Potter, but mixed with Japanese animation, because I think there's something that the kids are attracted to with the Japanese animation.
Oh, yes.
And with fantasy. I mean, look how popular, things like Game of Thrones are right now. So, I'm trying to reach a bunch of demographics for Christ. Because it's all about Jesus. It's all about these seven kids that that are sent by God to a world called the In-Between. And they have to save an angel from a demon king. But when they get back, after they've been through all that, the real trouble starts, high school. And so, at the high school, they have to, they have to deal with, cultural stresses and pulling from one way drugs or another way.
Peer pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, peer pressure. So it's a lot of different things, and it's things that teenagers and adults go through every day.
Well, this movie's more geared for, or this book that you wrote is more geared for like teenagers.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm actually trying to make it into a movie, and I want to get that on Netflix. So
yes, definitely, screenplay.
Keep praying for that.
Yes. Well, do you have a directors? Do you have any producers or any film, you know, cinematographers for that already lined
I'm
up for you?
Talking to a producer. I'm talking to a producer right now, and we're trying to work. The thing is that when I pitched it to him, he really wants it to be a live action. I'm not opposed to that. I just would rather see it as a, you know, like an animation to reach more of the teens. But we'll see. We're working on it.
Well,
tell us a little bit more, because I'm starting to read it as well in my time that I have. And so what inspired you to
write
this book?
Is that Don Reese?
Yes,
that's Don Reese.
I'm on the other end.
You sound so much younger. What happened?
Uh-oh. It's because it's a Thursday show. Wait a minute. Well, she's got a pig hat on. Okay.
Yes, I do.
And she's ready to sail the seas.
Well, you know, I mean, I was doing all these events and speaking, so my voice is kind of coming back.
Yeah. Well, you had a little bit of a cold.
I did.
So you're better now.
Yes, I am. Yeah. The summer cold.
Oh, okay.
I'm good.
Yeah, Dawn, you definitely need to be in movies. I'm just letting you know, your personality is so amazing. You need to be in movies.
I appreciate that. Well, I want to be in your movie.
Yeah, Jeremy, like, we definitely, listen, we're here, we're ready. We're ready to be part of your movie.
I'll make that a caveat to the whole thing, otherwise getting thrown out.
Wow. So give us all your social media where they can, you know, buy
where can
the
we
book.
Reach you?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I've got Diaries of a Holy Night on Facebook. It's that one whole long word. There's me, Jeremiah Knight, and it's actually just a picture of the book, Diaries of a Holy Night. And then there's www.diariesofaholynight.com, the website. I have a YouTube, Diaries of a Holy Night. Twitter, Diaries of a Holy Night. There's Diaries of a Holy Night everything.
You're all over the place. So this is your second. Second book that you're writing?
Oh, no, ma'am. It's the second edition, because the first edition, and here's the discrepancy. When I self-published back in 2017, which was a mess, that was the first edition. But when I, you know, gave the rights on over to New Life Clarity, the publishing company that I'm with right now, they said, "Well, we're going to have to change it up." I said, "I got it." The second edition.
Wow.
Otherwise known as the edited edition.
Wow. Okay.
Well, we want to keep promoting
that. We're excited.
That. Well,
we're
here's
excited.
What I told him. I'm going back in the schools coming up and talking to the kids. And, you know, I'll be talking about your book that they can download it for. You know, I downloaded it for 99 cents. And it's truly amazing. And I just found another world for myself here on Kindle. So.
Well, it's not like she don't have enough time. You know what I mean? She's up. She's taking care of the family. When one has to go to the hospital and the other one has to go to the dentist. And then she's doing the show. And then she's doing the Friday night show. And we don't have time to go on that boat of yours. I'm really looking forward to going on that sailboat, Dawn.
I know.
Yeah, that looks amazing.
I know.
Hey guys,
when are you coming to Florida? When are you coming to Florida?
Please get your books published, guys. I you know, you guys expressed interest in publishing your own books. Please go out there and get your books published.
Yeah,
there's somebody that wants to read them.
So let me ask you this, a quick question before we go. So we had Lisa, you know, from the other show, and she was a writer, and she wanted to know more about, you know, writing. So if somebody wants to learn how to write a book, I mean, how did you do it? How did you start? Like, Renee, you want to maybe write your story?
Yeah, I have a long story. Long history from,
So
I have
how
a life
could
history.
Renee start, like, where does she go next? Like, what is her next opportunity if she wants to write?
You know, just the type of person Renee is, it's going to be a New York Times bestseller. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah,
this
right off
good.
The bat. It's just
your
personality because, you know, you have a great personality. All you have to do is transmute that, your personality, into your pages. What's your story about?
Well, it's kind of like my life story. We're going to do a special segment. I mean, I'm a breast cancer survivor 2 times. That just says it all
Oh, my gosh, you're a warrior.
Yeah, and bilateral mastectomy was the first one, but when we have another show. But it's been 10 years, and it's been a lot of up and downs for the last 10 years. But, you know, I'm here, and God is great all the time, you know? So without him, things are possible. Without him, things are not possible. Let me say that.
You don't know how to give up, and that's fantastic. That's what you need for everything in life, especially writing a book. And, you're going to be a New York Times bestseller for sure.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to ask you for your help.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm the type of person that I can tell my story in segments, But I'm not the type of person to sit down and write it. So I do need somebody to write it for me. You know, that's what I need. I need like that help. And I'm sure a lot of people that have books, they're not sitting down writing it. They're having people that are going to write it for them. They're going to put the dot the I's right and cross the T's and make sure it's this paragraph and the highlighting of this paragraph. I that's not my forte.
So how would you go about doing that, Renee? Would you just sit down at a computer or does she write in a journal?
Me?
Yes, or, Jeremy.
Okay, well, you know, for, what it sounds like she needs is a ghostwriter. And a ghostwriter, you know, kind of like with Donald Trump, The Art of the Deal. There was a guy that followed him around, got his daily schedule. You know, the whole first chapter is just his daily schedule, and then the rest of it's, you know, like his
the juicy
first couple
parts.
Of years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, the real juicy parts. I made billions of dollars.
Yeah.
So,
I hear you there. Oh, so, well, listen, I do want to say this to you, Jeremy. We would like to talk to you another time, right? We would like, you know, and I'd like to get some information from you. We have another guest that's on our show right after this. And I really, if you want to listen to what he has to offer, I mean, it's called IntelliCard. And this is something that you need for yourself. And every actor, director, producer, writer, any business owner is going to want to have this. So if you can listen to our show, you're going to be amazed at what you're going to hear after this. But we really appreciate having you on the show. And I definitely would like to talk to you another time. And if you'd like to be my ghostwriter, you can be anytime you'd like.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
I don't know how good of a ghostwriter I am because I need massive editing. But please get your book done. And Renee, get back on the boat. What's going on?
All right. Thank you so much.
So give your website one more time.
Your website, please.
www.diariesofaholynight.com.
Thank you. The shout out
Thank
to Jeremy.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
And also, real quick, wanted me to say www.bowepodcastshow.com. And she's the executive producer of this new show coming up. Maybe you can come here to Tan Talk, be on six stations.
Never know.
Yeah, 3 FM, 3 AM, 106.1 FM, The Heat. Yeah.
YouTube worldwide.
That's right. So we're going to be right back. We have about a minute.
We're going to do the commercial.
Yes, we're going to do the commercial.
Are we going to do my...
You want to do yours? I guess she wants her interview from one of the Sunscreen Film Festival.
Yes.
And Renee is also on the red carpet out and about. And
actually
tomorrow and this weekend we've got Comic-Con.
That's right.
So I'll be doing that
tomorrow. We're
very busy. With my junior reporter in the morning, and then we've got reporters all weekend. Are you going Saturday then?
I might.
Oh,
in
good.
The afternoon?
Afternoon,
Probably
you can
afternoon.
Go all
when
day.
When are you going?
Well, I'm going tomorrow morning. With Junior Reporter.
Okay.
So we'll be right back.
What happens?
Let's see who she was interviewing at Sunscreen.
What's your name?
I'm Randy Goodwin.
Okay. And you're the one who makes it happen. You're the executive producer?
Well, I'm the one who gives them money and supports them in every which way I can.
Nice.
Make a great film. So.
All right. So which film are you part of?
Portrait of a Woman at Dawn. My best friend, Cullen Douglas, wrote and directed it. And it stars Scotty Thompson, Elizabeth Roberts, Phil Abrams, and Brian Letcher. And it's a short film that premieres tomorrow in Florida at 4:30 here.
Nice. And how long is that film?
It's a 15-minute.
15-minute short film. Okay, but you do regular films, not only shorts.
We have a couple projects in the works that we can't talk about yet, but we're very excited about them.
Are you in Tampa here?
Actually, I'm in Georgia.
You're in Georgia. Okay. I'm an actress, too. So what would somebody like me have to do to get connected with you to maybe be a part of your film?
Let's see. Well,
I was in Elvis Presley's granddaughter's movie, The Zola.
Yeah.
I was a principal extra.
You just call me, and we'll get some.
Well, that's the way to do it. Look at this.
Made that,
Is that cute?
Yeah.
So
my daughter sent me that from college. She's studying film and theater.
Okay.
And she says, hey,
so
Daddy.
That's the number, right? So if I'll just send you some information, and I'll say you met me on Hollywood Connections.
That's right.
Dawn Reese, she is Hollywood Connections. She's been around for many years, and she's been out in LA, and this is Randy. So I'm gonna let you finish off, since you might want to hear some information about her.
Sure. So
she's real big.
Well, I'm short. I wish I was taller. That's higher shoes. Anyways, Randy, I have actually 106.
And that was me. You'll hear more of me tomorrow at 8 p.m. So anyways, we're gonna go to This Is How We Do It song. And this
introduce,
is
our,
a little
right.
bit of energy here. There we go.
This is what I do. This is how we do it. This is my favorite. This is so old.
American Idol. That same night, it's not even in real life.
It's Friday night, and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the street, say money, oh we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine.
You can cut it in time. What? I think we're good.
Thank you. Love that song. That gets me in the mood.
Is it really? Okay.
Yes. Yes, it does. Dawn, those were the days.
So you want to introduce our VIP guest?
Yes. So
VIP, that's special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you not special? You are special, Steve. I want to tell you something. You created something. So I'm going to introduce Steve, and I'm sorry if I pronounce your name wrong, but if you do, you could just like correct me. Poznanski.
That's close.
Oh, I did it. Poznanski.
Yeah, that's good.
So
you are
the CEO and founder of IntelliCard USA.
That's correct.
So
okay.
People are asking, this is Beauty Health, but you know what? This is also Earth.
Well, it's Earth. Well, we're saving the Earth.
Exactly.
This is what this
Absolutely.
Is about.
Exactly.
So, you know, all these cards that everybody buys and has printed up, and they say, oh, do you have a card? You go to an event, do you have a card? So you're taking 30 cards, you're giving them out, people put them in their pocket, and they have like 30 other cards, and they're never, ever remembering you because they're like, do I have time to go through these cards? I know one thing. I have about 700 of them at home. Do you think I went through them?
You're not the only one.
Well, it would take all day.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
And so you were approached by somebody from Australia.
That's correct.
Okay. And as I remember our conversation, as you were approached, you like kind of ignored it in the beginning. And then you finally said, what's this guy want from me?
Right.
And all of a sudden, you're like, whoa, this works. So it, tell us about it.
Well, you know, you bring up a really good point when you talk about the paper cards and everything else. If you really think about it, you know, we talk about the beauty and saving the earth and everything else. You realize that there are 10 billion paper cards printed in the United States every single year.
10 billion.
Yep.
With a B. That's correct.
And how many of those do you think are thrown out?
I don't think. I know. It's 88% of the time they're lost, thrown out, or put in a pile within the first 24
Which
hours.
Which reminds me. I told you, you got a phone call from me 3 weeks ago. We moved in our new place.
Yes.
And my husband took my big box of cards that I've been saving and collecting.
And you couldn't find them.
No, he threw them out by accident.
See, so throwing them out, all these interesting people.
By accident.
You don't even realize it. And there's important people. So, at this point, you got the floor. Let's hear it.
Well, basically, you know, what we're trying to do is help reduce the carbon footprint that everybody has out there, whether it's, you know, a paper business card, which is a pretty big portion. You know, if you stack up 10 billion paper cards, that's taller than the Empire State Building. And when you think about it, when 88% of them are getting thrown out, lost, or put in a pile, what's the benefit of having them if you can't use them or if nobody else could use them?
Especially after they have to put them there, they're being recycled. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of manpower.
Right.
Cutting a lot of trees down. Listen, we need the oxygen.
Well, not only that, the paper card actually limits you to what you can actually do. If I handed a paper card to Dawn, Dawn's just take it, put it in her purse, put it in her pocket, put it in a pile, or do something with it.
And I'm looking for it right now. I gotta do a shout out anyways. I know what you're saying. I'm still
you
looking.
You know, so at the end of the day, it's really just a one-way street. And what benefit does it give you except for the fact that it's been around for 5,000 years and people use it as an introduction tool? Now, could you imagine being able to take a card with all of your information that's not limited, whether it's your social media, your website, your phone number, your fax, and some different things that people can go actually look at from a marketing standpoint that you want them to go look at? So if I photoed my card right now to Dawn, she'd get it in 2 seconds on her phone. At the touch of a button, she could save it into her contacts.
That's correct.
And then, let's say Dawn leaves here tomorrow, and somebody comes up and says, hey, Dawn, that guy on the radio, that was great. Do you have his card? And she'll say,
right.
Well, no, as a matter of fact, I don't. I lost his paper card.
Exactly.
But wait a second. But he has a digital card. Let me send it to you right now. So it's something that's always in the forefront of your mind, and it allows people to share your information and you to share your information easier, faster, better than a paper card.
So I had one of your cards made, and I want to tell you something. Because I'm in so much, okay,
I'm an actress. Mm-hmm. I'm a talk show. I'm a talk host. I'm a host on Hollywood Connections, Beauty, Health, and Wellness.
Yes, you are.
I also I have Somaderm, which is the gel that is keeping us young. I have that on the card. Right. I also am in the jewelry business. I buy in gold and silver. I have that on my card, and I have my resume. So if I give it to a director, a producer, whoever wants to use me on their, you know, in their movies, it's on there. My resume's on there. Just push them buttons, and there I am.
Right, and think about that as, again, if just like someone like yourself or even Dawn, who has multiple businesses, what better way to get all that information out at the touch of a button? Bang, here you go. And considering how much time we spend on our telephones a day, you know, we text from it, we Google from it, we email from it, we look at videos, we look at pictures, and every once in a while we use it as a telephone.
So that's really a big benefit.
Yeah, that, and besides, you'll never run out of business cards.
So give us a little bit of idea what, like, so it's never ending. So once they order one?
Correct.
Okay. Can we say the price?
Sure, why not?
How much does it cost for the card?
The first year, it's $124.
Okay, and that's for the setup? Am I correct?
That's for the setup and the card itself, and it's good for 12 months. And during that 12-month period, you could make unlimited changes. You could share it as many times as you like. Other people could share it. And when I say changes, I mean, hey, Steve, I need to change my number. Now, how many times has someone had an old paper card where they scribbled a number off, and then they give you that one with the scribbles? I'm sorry about that, but I didn't have my new ones yet.
Right.
Well, all you would do with us is shoot us a message. Right. We make the change. At no cost. And anyone that has your card, that card is now updated.
Wow. See, I just had someone call me the other day, Don, I have three numbers on you from 20 years. And I went,
oh, wow.
I finally found you. This is another lost friend. And so that's amazing. So also, how many can you, now is it like a database? Can you show us? I mean, like if somebody's giving me their card, how do I save all these cards?
Oh, that's simple. There's a button on the card. Everything is a touch of a button. There's a button on the card that says save to contacts.
Save to contacts.
So whether you have an iPhone or a Droid or a wireless device, laptop, iPad, whatever it is, you save it, you hit the save to contacts, and then whatever phone system you have will say, do you want to open it in contacts? You say yes, then hit save, and now all that information is now downloaded into your wireless device.
Okay, so how about, can you organize it and say, these are producer contacts, these are doctor contacts?
Absolutely.
So you don't have to like search for all of them.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So what you can do on an iPhone is you could create a file, because what we allow you to do, and the question would be is, well, Steve, that's great, but you're telling me I have to go into my contacts every time to look for my card or
it's
someone's
card. It's better
than
losing it.
Well, true, but it's still a pain. So what we do is give you the ability to save the card to your home screen. Like you could see, like mine's
okay.
Right there.
Right.
So if I tap that button, there's my card. So what you do on an iPhone is you could create a folder, and you could save whatever, whether it's a producer, an actor, an actress, model, whatever. You can save it to your home screen.
Right.
Put them into a producer file, then all those icons go in there, or you could put them into any file you want.
So if you're meeting someone, they give your, okay, here's an example. I'm giving you, okay, I do have to, I took my little dog Buffett to Belcher Animal Clinic today over, it was amazing, over here in Clearwater, and just a shout out to them for doing a fabulous job. So they give me their card. So if I'm giving you, I'm gonna say, here's my card.
Okay.
But you need a good veterinarian to go over there and say, hi, Dawn sent you. What do you do with that card then?
Well, this card I would do nothing with because it's a paper card, so it's going to go in my pocket.
Okay.
I'll remember it when I take my shirt out off to go put it in the laundry or something.
Right.
And then I'll put it in a pile. Now, if I handed you my card, just to show you how that would work,
right?
We'll just do it real quick. What's your telephone number again?
Sure. You can always call 727-871-7788 if you're interested in being on the show. You got a product to sell. We do that. Beauty, health, wellness.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm testing something
now,
here.
You'll get a message right now.
Okay.
That has my card.
Okay, this is a link for Steve.
Now
and
you open it up. You just tap the link.
Tap the link.
Right.
And just to show you how easy it is, the card will open up on your phone now.
Right.
Let's give it a second. Just.
So let's say your website. Let's say how they can reach out to us right now.
Nice.
IntelliCardUS.com.
It's IntelliCardUSA.com. IntelliCardUSA.com.
Right.
And just tell us that you heard us on Hollywood Connections 106.1.
FM.
Dawn and Renee.
Yeah, because when they fill it out.
FM, I forgot the FM. This is,
so when they fill it out, it'll come up and they say, oh, well, I'm interested. They have to fill out. And it does have to say where they heard it from. So they have to say the radio station, or they can say,
safe.
Contact Renee Leone. You know, from you heard it from Renee Leone over here at the radio station.
Right.
Wow, and this is really easy.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, if you go into your contacts, you can open up and then you could actually
and it has
save
all
it
your information.
Screen. Everything. Your phone number,
you're
your email,
you're not asking
your
people, like, you know, you have to go, okay, what's your email? What's your phone number? What's your second phone number? Right.
That's
okay.
Correct.
Amazing. So,
now, see, you'll remember me a lot more than I'll remember the card you just gave
me. Yeah.
Just because.
See?
But do you have any pets?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, if you need a veterinarian, that's who, yes.
Well, we're going to have to tell your vet about this because this is another thing.
Right.
If every doctor, if every doctor didn't give out a card and they had the phone number and said, we're going to send you our information, if you need to look up that doctor, you don't have to look in Yellow Pages. You don't have to call information.
What Yellow Pages anymore?
I know, what Yellow Pages, I know. But not only that, we don't go, why do you have to go to Google? Why do you have to do this? What you have to do is push it on, wow, so this is a doctor, this is his hours of operation, because they usually have that. Their locations, how many locations, where the locations are. You know, and that's important. That's like all the businesses we do. More than one, two, three businesses that we all are into.
Right.
Well, we have, you know, it's funny you bring that up, because we actually have the ability, it's let's say a doctor's office, you know, they have the emergency line. Well, then you have to go find that phone number and look for it. Imagine if the doctor could hand you a card and one of the buttons actually says emergency phone.
Emergency.
You tap the button, it takes you right to your call screen, and you dial the number and you're good. So, you know, there's no better way, in my opinion, obviously, to reach people. It's easy, faster, and better than anything out there.
So how did you come up with this idea?
Well, I can't take the credit. I wish I could. The technology was developed in Australia. And basically, I have the rights to sell this in the United States, so which is good. And you know, we're growing. We're growing. So
yeah. How long? How many years you've been doing this now?
It's going on 3 years now.
3 years. So there's
going on 3 years.
I wanted to ask you a question. So like a car dealership. Mm-hmm. All right. So if all these people in the car dealerships, give me an example. We were discussing this at one of the car dealerships. What had transpired? How people just like, oh, wow, let me pass my card to somebody
sure,
else. They,
sure.
How much business they got because that card was generated by sending it to a friend and then a relative. Like,
that's
oh, my God, you live in Tampa. The dealership's right there. You want to go see her. She's a friend of mine.
Right. What happened was is we had sold to a car dealership in New York City. It was Tarrytown Honda. And the woman, how she got to us actually was through a friend of mine in Texas who has cards that knows her. Well, she sent her card to somebody who sent the card to somebody in Florida who just happened to have his brother that lived a mile from her dealership.
And
he walked in 2 days later and bought a car from her. So,
wow.
And then she, not only that, but I think she sold, and you could look at my card on the YouTube icon, is she actually did a customer testimonial. I think she sold 4 cars in the first week just because of the card.
Because of the card. So in business, you know what, Dawn?
Right.
We're not gonna lose information on our phone because our phone is like our lifeline, right?
Right, correct.
So that's more of a lifeline that we have all the information. I mean, the technology that we have today. Now,
how many times have you left your house in the past year and forgotten your business cards? Maybe not the two of you.
All the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many times have you forgotten your phone?
Never.
We
turn around and we go get it.
There you go. But you would never turn around to go get your business cards, would you?
No, I have a picture of mine. Sometimes I'll say, I'll send you my card, you know, and I'll have to send my card and
text. Well, the nice thing is, though, Dawn, I mean, you are a host. You have the other show. You're in the beauty field. You're in you're in the pageant world.
Right.
You're into so much. You know, you're also a travel agent. I mean, you do a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
All your information's on that card. So not only are they going to use you.
Right.
They're going to want to get a hold of you for one thing. They're going to get a hold of you for something else.
Exactly. And it's detailed. What I like, when I saw when you sent me yours, it's very detailed.
Yes.
Right.
It goes into everything. So
now
I can,
is that an iPhone or a Android?
This is an Apple 8.
Okay. Now think about this. Let's say you're in a room of 100 people.
Right.
And iPhone happens to have this capability called AirDrop, where you could drop files or pictures or whatever to people.
Right.
So imagine being in a room. Rather than hand out your card to 100 people, only on an iPhone, because Android doesn't have the function. It's not my problem. It's Android. But iPhone,
but Android has other good functions,
but they don't have the AirDrop. But imagine being in a room and just opening up your AirDrop, setting it to send, And just telling everybody who you might be talking to, presenting or whatever, please open up your iPhones and please set them to receive. You just tap that button and
it goes to everybody.
Wow.
Is that amazing?
That's phenomenal. Yeah. That is phenomenal.
And, so, and, no, go ahead.
No. So,
well, you know, because one of the things that people talk about are follow-up and marketing. How do I market? How do I follow up? Paper card. How do I know who has my card, who doesn't? Well, one of the things that we provide you every month is a report on how your card is doing the previous month. How many times it was opened up, how many times the actual buttons were looked at.
Even if they don't call you.
Okay, here's an example.
Looking.
I was over at a big event, SharkCon,
okay.
And I went to one of the promoters, and I said, so you still have my card? He goes, it's on my desk.
Right.
Yeah. So I haven't even been to... So exactly. That's amazing. So you can see if somebody, you know, how many people have opened it up.
Well, you'll see how many people opened it up, how many people looked at the buttons. And from a marketing standpoint, you always want to know what people are looking at, right? So you can then detail or mold your presentations or your card to or your website to what people actually want to see. Not only that, we'll also tell you how many times the card was forwarded, how many times it was saved into someone's phone contacts.
Interesting.
And then... using the forward to email button will actually tell you who forwarded the card to who.
That's correct.
So now you know at the end of the month you might have 500 or 600 new email addresses that you could just send an email to reintroducing yourself.
Isn't that great?
Because you already know they have your card and you know who sent them the card.
So let me ask you, so if you needed to send out an email blast to somebody, can they do that through that with all your contacts?
Sure.
Really? So how
do they basically it's up to whatever the phone's going to allow you. So if I went into my card and I hit, you know, forward to email, my email shows up and then I just start typing in whoever I want. And if they're in my contacts, I start typing in the
first letter. Oh, I wouldn't mind, Doug. You're going to have to adjust mine to that. Steve, you did say it, you didn't mind changing certain things.
If they're not in your contacts, you just add the email in and then just hit send.
How about the messenger?
Yeah, it's just forward to phone. That's basic. It's simple.
Messenger.
You could just do a forward.
You know what
phone,
I like though,
and
what
I can do
like
it to whoever I want.
I would like to have it where you don't have to go and punch it all. I want them to go to all the people on my Facebook.
Well, yeah, you have to. That's unfortunate, but you have to do that yourself.
I know that's hard.
Okay.
I know, Renee. You're just looking for the easy way out.
Well, hey, listen. There's not enough hours in a day, but
I
you know
hear
what?
You, I hear you.
Can you tell us some really interesting special people that have your card, like some real actors and stuff.
So did they join under you, the actors and these the people?
Well, they buy cards from us.
They buy cards from. So right. Tell us some of the people that have your cards.
Well, we have Shaquille O'Neal has one of our cards.
Okay.
Phil Heath, who's a 7-time Mr. Olympia.
Okay.
Also has our card.
So this is where the Hollywood Connections comes in.
Exactly.
But obviously they have a phone number on there for anybody to call. But Shaq's personal cell phone. So, you know, they have all their information. Like, you could put videos. Shaq has all his different radio shows on there, his different DJ videos, music.
Because he's into a lot of stuff.
Exactly.
Right. Plus, his philanthropy is on there also. So, if you want to go to Boys Club of America, you just tap that button and it takes you there.
Right.
You know, we also have people like Mickey LaMontia, who's a country western singer. You could sell things on. From the card.
From
you know,
the card,
he sells Mickey shirts on there, and he sells, you know, his different albums and whatnot. And he's got his videos on there, his music videos you can actually see.
Oh, wow, amazing.
There's another country western singer out of Austin, Deanna Wheeler. We had Teddy Riley last year. We had Chris Culliver. You know, we have a bunch of athletes. And, you know, for the most part, you know, it's for people that are looking to network, to connect, to market, to brand themselves.
So give us the information. Anybody's listening out there, this is an easy way to connect with what we have here. Go ahead.
Right. You can go to www.intellicardusa.com. That's www.intellicardusa.com. And let us know where you heard us here on the radio, 106.1 FM,
so
Hollywood
Connections.
They
could just even put radio station. Yeah.
Or you put radio station. That's fine. Or you could just call us at 833-327-4371 and the same concept.
Or 813-947-5247. That's my number.
Right.
In case anybody that knows me out there, that's the number that I'm, you know, taking calls for is 813-947-5247. And Dawn, don't you have some kind of surprise?
I do. You
for
know,
Steve?
I know I tried to show this up. Let me see if I can get this on here. Can you hear this? Wait, I don't know. It's really loud. Well, I'm trying to show a Shaq interview here. I went to Shaq's birthday party. And
oh, my God. Is there anything you'd like to tell the youth out there about staying in school?
Yes, be leaders and not followers, and follow your dreams, and you can be whatever you want to be in society.
That's right, and happy birthday. Thank you.
Safe. He's very tall. Very tall. I said,
Dawn interviewed him. How long ago was that, Dawn?
Well, he invited us to his birthday party at the Hollywood Hard Rock. And it was really amazing. And I looked at him. I said, you talk to God when you're up there? Because he's so tall.
He is tall. Was he about 7'7"?
No, he's 7 feet, but he's huge. Yeah. He's just
he's amazing.
So what we created for him is
that's fabulous.
Isn't that fabulous?
Dunking, and then you
got show me that information.
Now there is different buttons of what he does.
Yeah. So if you go here,
wow, you have to see this to believe it.
I know.
You know, Shaq Fu Radio.
Can you send that to me?
Sure.
You send that to me. Yeah. So,
but wait, you're getting Shaq's number.
What?
No, it's his manager.
He doesn't have his personal.
It takes you wherever you want to go. So I have people that actually put their books for sale on their card. So if you send out the card, you don't have to tell people, go to Apple. It's on there. They tap
it's
the
already on there.
And they go to
yeah,
Amazon
your pitch, when you're giving your pitch about yourself, it's only with, it's all right there.
That's right.
So they can see everything.
So football, baseball, any kind of business.
It doesn't matter.
Directors, actors, producers, they need this.
No, well, we have doctors, we have attorneys, we have clinics, we have real estate people, title people, mortgage people. It doesn't matter. Anybody
limousine drivers.
We do have limo drivers as well.
So other people are watching around the world. We're live on YouTube. We're live on Facebook. 5,000 million people all over.
Hey, Brooklyn.
The UK.
Hey, Brooklyn. Yeah. Hey, Pennsylvania. Welcome here.
So if somebody wants to join on and go, well, you know what? I want to be a rep for this company. Do they have to go through you or do they go through another company or... If they want to go,
they're going to come through. Well,
and
this
they
is
just call the station.
They call
and
the station under Renee,
will direct them to
with Hollywood under Hollywood Connections, Renee Leone.
So how does that work?
So they can call the number that I just called, or they can go through.
Right. And we do have a lot of agents around the U.S.
That's
people in Texas. Mm-hmm. I have people in Georgia. People in.
So they can also call me at 813-943-7377, Renee Leone, and if they want to be able to do something about it, they can go through me.
Right, but I'm saying, do they have to have territories or can they be it doesn't matter
There are no territories, you know, the way I'm going to tell you something
that's
funny.
Great
when I, you know, Renee said I ignored them for a couple of weeks, which is true. I kind of did, and the first 50 cards that I sold myself were to people on my telephone, my friends, my family. And I think
they just
felt sorry for me or something, but those are the first people that I sold cards to.
Yeah, that's where you start. You started with your own home ground.
So you signed up under him.
Well, it's yeah, well,
kind of
sort of. Let's just say this. We're on the radio show, and they're going to, if anybody wants to, they can call through either my number or his website.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So if you decide you want to.
Somebody just said it was really special.
Oh, that's really cool.
I think that was from the beginning of the intro, but okay.
That might be Jeremiah Knight there. That was our other guest on the show.
Jeremiah, thank you, buddy.
We have Michelle and John that are part of this, and, you know, and myself were part of the show, and we had him as being the founder on the show.
Right.
So he's the one that would facilitate this more than anything else. I mean, John, he knows what he's talking about.
Now, I'm impressed. Because I'm a visual person, I have to see it.
You're not alone.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
No, me too.
So you can talk to me, and I would, okay. But when I just saw I want to tell you, this is the new future with your business cards. Yes.
I know.
And I have to tell you, it's funny.
So what's the downfall? Is there a downfall in this or
no? No, there is no downside. Okay. I mean, if you think about it, there is no downside. And what Dawn just said is, you know, one of the things is that's our biggest challenge is trying to educate people. And until they actually see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to grasp exactly.
It is because I didn't realize all the buttons on Shaq's his digital
somewhere.
Business card. So, are there other companies like this, or is it you, or just?
Well, there are a couple other companies.
There was.
There are. There are a couple other companies that do it. We're a web-based digital card, which is a lot different than an app.
That's what I was wondering. What's the difference?
Right. The problem with apps is this: if you think about it, every time you try to download an app to your phone or to your computer, the first thing the app does is say, I'd like access to your contacts.
Mm-hmm.
And they might not charge you anything for the app itself, but what they're doing is they're data mining. They're gathering all your data. I mean, you know, the issue with Facebook and the other issues going on with people hacking in and everything else. We have the highest level of security that you can imagine. It's 256-bit, which is government-level security. So no one's going to hack in. We don't want access to your phone. We don't want access to your contacts. We don't want any of that stuff. So, you know, at the end of the day, if you're looking to invest in yourself and in your business, 33 cents a day is a no-brainer.
That's amazing.
That's what it comes out to.
And there's no yearly renewal.
Yeah, well, then you can have a million. Send a million cards out. That's you don't have to send 100. You can send a million.
Right. Think about it. The average cost for 300 cards, and I'm not talking VistaPrint cards. I'm talking real cards. Is about $200 for 300 cards.
Right.
We're $124, and you could do millions. You could send it out a million times. And when you want to make a change, we'll make the change for you. So if you want to renew it in year two, the renewal price is $99.
And right you, now you sent them an you sent them some information saying, okay, your yearly is up.
That's right.
They let you know when it's up. Am
That's
I
right.
correct?
That's right.
And how much is the yearly then?
$99.
That's after it that. For every year. Okay. Wow. So it's, you have a great radio voice. You said
I used to do radio.
What did you do on radio?
I had a show geared for sports.
Have you thought about coming back? Have you thought about coming back? You can have a show here.
Oh, I'd love to. Do you want me to come back as a guest, or you want me to come back? You can actually Google me. I went under the name. Well, doesn't matter.
My son would love to talk to you. He's into the gambling world and stuff like that.
Well, now it's legal, so I could talk about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But you're in Costa Rica then, right?
Yes, I was in Costa Rica, and I've been on the Howard Stern Show, and Bob and Tom Likas, and all these other
people. You talked to Howard about getting these cards?
No, I talked to Howard about gambling, but that was years ago. That was before he married his second wife.
So. Who knows? So he's very interesting, too. See, we always have interesting people on this
show.
We do.
We're just, you know, saving the planet, and, you know, these cards, look at how many cards you don't have to do this anymore.
Saving the planet.
You guys have been great. I can't tell you how much this is. This has been a lot of fun, actually.
Inspiring, I kind of
feel like I've done this before.
Yeah, you have. We are very inspiring, wouldn't you say?
You guys are wonderful.
Right, Don?
You guys are absolutely wonderful.
Well, we only have 2 minutes to go. Any last words, Renee, that you have?
I'm really happy to have you on the show. I'm sure John and Michelle are also, because when I discussed this with, when I talked to Michelle said, Renee, and I said, this is really amazing, but we got to have it on the show.
Okay.
We got to let people know.
Right. Yep. Any last words for you?
Yeah, listen, I just want to thank you both and for having me on.
Yes.
It's been a pleasure. I've enjoyed it.
Yes.
And, you know, and again, call the station. Call me. Go visit our website. Your website again is? www.intellicardusa.com or just go to our Intellicard USA Facebook, Instagram. Anything you want.
And mention the radio station.
So how else are you advertising this as well? Are you just...
Facebook, social media, you know,
word of mouth. Okay.
But we want them, you know, with this show, we want them to say, like, this is where they heard it from.
Exactly.
And we did run a TV commercial about 6 months ago.
Even the next show, they go out and talk to so many businesses. You need to connect with this man here in a second. And
they're bringing in food. So I like these guys already. Actually.
I know. And my last words are, tune in tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Hollywood Connections. We are crowning a new Miss Latina International. We have VIP guests. We have producers filmed. And we have a new Rum Punch. Red Lady will be in the house.
Wow.
So, very fun show tomorrow night. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections.
And I'm Renee
like
Leon.
Us on Facebook. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life and watch things happen. And we'll see you soon on the next Beauty, Health, and Wellness.
Thank you.
If you'd like to be on, call us. Oh, we have to
813-943-7377. Give us a call and be on our show.
Okay. Bye.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.